This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Leaders from the group of seven industrialized nations are committing at their weekend summit to share at least 1 billion coronavirus shots with struggling countries around the world. Half the doses will come from the U.S. and 100 million from Britain. Vaccine sharing commitments from U.S. President Joe Biden and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Thursday set the stage for the G7 meeting in England. Leaders on Friday will pivot from opening greetings and a so-called family photo directly into a session on building back better from COVID-19. Biden says the leaders will, quote, help lead the world out of this pandemic, working alongside our global partners. From blimps of Biden and Johnson to activists dressed in Pikachu costumes, hundreds of protesters have targeted the G7 summit in southwest England to demand action on the climate, poverty, and COVID-19. Police have mounted a major security operation with thousands of officers drafted in from across Britain. Some of those planning demonstrations have said they intend their protests to be noisy, disruptive, and annoying. On Friday, officers said they had arrested seven people after stopping two cars in which they found paint, smoke grenades, and megaphones. A Pakistan province said Friday will block the mobile phones of people refusing to get COVID-19 jabs, the latest move to penalize the unvaccinated in a country where only a fraction of the population has been inoculated. It comes after Sindh province said civil servants who refuse to be vaccinated will not be paid from July. Pakistan's national vaccination rollout has ramped up in recent weeks, with more than 200,000 doses administered most days, but it adds up to only a fraction of the 220 million population. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The British government said Friday the new Delta coronavirus variant is 60% more transmissible in households than the variant that forced the country to lock down in January. The Delta variant first emerged in India and has caused a rise in cases in Britain, prompting questions about whether social distancing restrictions will be lifted as planned on June 21st. New research from Public Health England suggests that the Delta variant is associated with approximately 60% increased risk of household transmission compared to the Alpha variant identified in Kent, southeast England. The Kent variant caused a surge of COVID cases in January, leading to a three-month lockdown as hospitals were stretched to near capacity. The government ramped up its public vaccination drive in response and has now given two doses of vaccine to nearly 29 million adults and one dose to 41 million. Swedish health officials warned Friday of worrying local outbreaks of the COVID Delta variant and urged people to get vaccinated to avoid a fourth wave of the pandemic. Sweden's been an outlier in the fight against the pandemic with its no lockdown policy and has seen a steep decline in cases and hospitalizations in the past month after surges in infections in the spring. Close to half the adult population has received at least one vaccine shot, but the health agency warned people who have only received one shot were less protected against the Delta variant. The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights warned on Friday of intensifying violence in Myanmar and condemned the army's, quote, outrageous use of heavy weapons, while urging a wider diplomatic effort to pressure the ruling generals. Michelle Bachelet said the junta has shown no willingness to implement a five-point consensus it agreed with the Association of Southeast Asian Nations in April to halt violence and start dialogue with its opponents. Bachelet, who requested to visit Myanmar in April, were denied, said there were credible reports that civilians were being used as human shields and the army was shelling homes and churches, which had forced more than 108,000 people to flee with little food, water, or sanitation, and humanitarian access was blocked. Myanmar has been in turmoil since a February 1st coup ousted Aung San Suu Kyi's elected government, unleashing daily protests and strikes that have paralyzed the economy, and fighting in borderlands between the armed forces and ethnic minority guerrilla forces and militias. And Indonesia is preparing to receive thousands of deportees from Malaysia, a government official said on Friday amid a crackdown there on undocumented workers and as the country suffers its most severe coronavirus outbreak so far. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.